New Zealand have had a remarkable run in this World Cup so far. Another start to a World Cup where they were underestimated. Another World Cup where they were dark horses. And another World Cup where nobody expected them to beat world giants and their trans-Tasman rivals Australia. Although the current world champions Australia were under the pump at the beginning of this World Cup, they had just avoided a whitewash at home to England, thanking the rain gods, but still came into the replay of the last World Cup finals as favourites. After all, New Zealand had not won against them at home since 2011, and this team facing them does not have the batting prowess of Baz or the stability of Roscoe. The New Zealand team, meanwhile, had a hidden gem, Finn Allen, who even though had a considerably good start to his international career, was yet to prove himself at a major game. But he was ready to explode. He did not wait, did not respect the experienced bowlers of Australia, and went all guns blazing. 14 of the first over from Stark, 15 of the next from Hazelwood, and 17 of the third from Cummins. The Australian trio was smacked all around the park. New Zealand finished the power play with 65 runs on the board, even though Finn Allen got out in the 5th over. Despite Williamson's troubles, New Zealand's highest ranked T20 batsman, Conway, played a wonderful knock of 92 and guided New Zealand to 200. Australia were never in the chase, with no batsman scoring above 30, and eventually getting bowled out for 111. This huge margin of defeat caused the crashing out of the defending champions at the end of the group stage. In the coming matches, Phillips proved to be the saviour for New Zealand with a century against Sri Lanka and a 50 in vain against the English. Williamson eventually found his form right before the knockout stages with a 60 at a healthy strike rate of 170. The spin duo of Sander and Sodhi, along with the pace trio of Saudi, Bolt and Ferguson, arguably the best in the tournament, was also instrumental in the Kiwis topping the table. Despite not being the favourites, New Zealand have been the most consistent team in the last 5 World Cups, with 3 finals and 2 semi-final entries. Williamson credited New Zealand's success at World Cups to communication between the management and players on their roles in the team, and also between the communication of players batting on-field and the ones off-field. Going into knockout stages, New Zealand will like their chances of going one better than last time and lifting the cup.